Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, you make an encounter? Why not make more than one? We'll talk about that after this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, let me set the stage here. You're a GM. You're running a game. Say you're running a sandbox game, although this applies to other type games too, adventure game, you know, linear or module game, whatever. But you are running a sandbox game, Hex Crawl, and you have everything you need in front of you. Okay, you have the rule book, you have the monster book, your notes, etc., 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 world description, however you want to do it. Okay, fine. And you're running the game. Oh, and you've done your prep. You've done all your prep, and so it's on point, okay? So, you're running a game, and they go somewhere you didn't expect them to go because you planned so many hexes around them, okay? And or you should have. Say you planned one hex. Okay, let's go back. Let's backtrack that. One hex. Okay, fine. What do? You ad-lib. You look at your stuff and start deciding what to do. If need be, and I'm going to say you're going to do it this time, take a break. Everybody, 10 minutes. Go to the bathroom, get something to eat, whatever. And you sit there and you figure out, okay, based on the adventure they're on, say they chose one because it's a hex crawl. Okay, we're going to follow this plot hook. So, okay, fine. I should probably put some random encounters there in there that are it's probably related to it or wherever the terrain is, things like that. And so I will use whatever method I use to do that. Random encounter tables, dice, cast the runes, a book, you know, plot hooks or whatever. Okay. And you've got it going. Okay, fine. Break's over. Everybody come on back. All right, fine. Okay, as you're going through this, you encounter X, a lone ogre. Okay, fine. A lone ogre who is walking through the woods and he sees you guys and what happens? You don't know what happens on their end, but you do know what happens on your end, depending on what they do. Now, I told you all that to tell you this. When you make an encounter, when you're doing a hex crawl or whatever, when you're making an encounter, why not make three? If they're easy to come by. Because I'm talking about stuff like not a planned encounter you did in your prep and all that stuff, but I'm talking about they zig when you thought they were going to zag and things like that, you know. Let's go talk to the ogre. Okay, fine. Go talk to the ogre. And then you sort of ad-lib anyway. Anyway, but why not make more than one encounter? That way you have backup stuff, okay, for one. So, okay, I rolled an encounter ogre in the forest. What else is in the forest? Okay, owlbear forest. Okay, pixie forest. And you've got all these other things. and maybe you've got an NPC that's in that you want to put in there. Do that. You know, these are all encounters that you can do. Roll on the table. Okay, this comes up. Oh, wow, look at that. We've got a lost lizard man or something like that. Okay, just, you know, they're ready. The players are ready to go back. They're in the encounter. I mean, rather, they're in the hex, they're in the forest, whatever. Pick one. Use it. What happened to the other ones? Well, they're for later on. You know, keep them. They're going to, you know, they got more hexes to go through. They got more places to be. You know, just hang on to them. Then you've already got pre-made encounters you can drop in. That's the whole point. If you're going to do one, might as well do two. Might as well do three. You know, five if you've got enough time and you're nuts enough. But what I'm saying, you see what I'm saying here is, if you can get more prep out of a break, do it. That's what I'm saying. Say you come up with that encounter, boom, right away, just after they went out to take a break, and you're 2 minutes into a 10-minute break. Do another one. Look at your notes. Look at what's in the area. Find an encounter that way. There should be plot hooks or something around here. If they haven't followed one already, and look at the plot hook. In fact, look at the plot hook they are following, the adventure they are following. You can get an encounter out of that. You can get an encounter out of that because if you can relate it to the main adventure, whatever they're doing, it's even better. I've done that before. I've talked about this again, my cattle drive campaign. Now, at the end, we had, spoiler alert, we had an ancient vampire who was tracking the characters and the cattle drive because he wanted to mess it up because his grandson, who's the vampire who runs blah, 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 it's basically his grandfather who's messing with it. And he does stuff to try and slow down the party. And I knew this in my head. I had different scenarios planned along the way. But every time I did one, every time we got through a hex for this cattle drive, I would have this encounter come up that was, what, why? You know, we're in the middle of this nice town that we solved their problem. Why are we walking through an alley and all of a sudden imps show up and start fighting us? Poof, they're there. You don't know why. They don't know why. It's the bad guy following them. And if you're good, and I try to be good, but if you're good, you can tie that into the story. They can get some kind of inkling of what's going on. This is really strange. This is the third encounter we've had that has nothing to do with anything. And it's not the fact that, like, okay, there's owlbears in the forest. Of course, they might run into an owlbear. But no, it's like something totally incongruous. Maybe a magical effect. Maybe some supernatural, he plops a demon in front of him. What the hell's a demon doing in this area? So that's tied to the adventure. And after a while, they're going to start thinking, hey, you know, these things, they're random, but they're not random. I mean, it gets to the point about the third adventure, they're expecting it. Okay. That's when you throw them a curveball and don't give them one. But anyway, that's not beside the point. But I came up with these like three at a time because I did that, because I took a break. I had to take a break because of whatever, you know, I had to figure out what was next because they did this. And so we took a break and I came up with 1, 2, 3. Okay, fine. I can use these along the way and loosely tie them into the adventure. And at the end, at the climax, the guy's going, oh, I couldn't stop you any other way. I have to get involved. You know, you think these things was easy summoning that demon and binding him and casting him and putting him in front of you guys? You think that was easy? And they're all going, aha, okay. And it just made the adventure that much richer. So next time you're stuck for an encounter, you're stuck for a plot point or something like that. If you have time, if you do one, do two. If you do two, do three. And, you know, just use up your time and, you know, make the most of your time. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can, yeah, you prep this before the game, but this, I'm talking about in-game, happening at the table right now, and you got caught a little off guard. So, I mean, that's the whole gist of the game. So, remember that. If you have time to make more than one encounter, do it. You have time, that gives you more prep. Do it. Okay. All right, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Money, money, money. Oh, not really, but what the hey? Anyway, let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Jason for Moral Project, Benjamin Brodell, and Gilbert Saras. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, there is the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast. Kevin has the Red Caps podcast. Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast. Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast. Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries. And my friend Eric Kenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.